Welcome to a special series of Steppin' Out Radio, brought to you by the nonprofit organization Stop Stigma Now. Stop Stigma Now believes we need to eradicate the stigma associated with the medical treatment of addiction. Stop Stigma Now wants everyone taking methadone or similar medications and their family members to feel proud of what they've accomplished in finding the strength and courage to overcome an addiction to opiates. Ultimately, Stop Stigma Now's mission is to stop the stigma and prejudice directed at both the treatment and the patients. Here with us to discuss how we can all band together and learn what can be done to stop stigmas, our special guest, Dr. Robert Newman, an expert in the field of opioid addiction, and your host from Steppin' Out Radio, Denise McEntee. If you'd like to get involved in this worthwhile cause and be part of the solution, go to their website at stopstigmanow.org. That's stopstigmanow.org.
Hi, this is Denise, your host, Denise McEntee, and you're listening to our special Steppin' Out Radio series on stigma. Stigma is, of course, a huge problem affecting the world, especially with opioid addiction. People, just feel like it's the person's fault and why should we help them? And it's really an epidemic. And we have with us a world-renowned authority, really, who's spent his life, and it's his passion, to stop, you know, this terrible problem of stigma. And in this part of this series, I wanted to ask you and welcome Dr. Newman, Dr. Robert Newman.
Thank you.
What's the, if you could give some of the examples of what people have experienced because of stigma, whether it be in the work field, in family life, in the community, can you just give us some examples of people that have been affected by stigma?
Sure. The adverse effects of stigma are just so numerous that it's really difficult to even begin to categorize them. But let me try. The first result of stigma and the effect that it has is on people who are dependent on opioids today, who believe that methadone maintenance or types of treatment may really help save their lives, literally as well as figuratively, and who cannot find treatment because stigma on the part of the community has repelled efforts to create treatment centers. And this has been a problem going back to the beginning of my involvement, 45 years, when people have said, listen, you know, Dr. Newman, you're a great speaker. Yeah, we know all about methadone, all that we need to know, want to know. You don't have to sell us on methadone. Do anything you want with methadone, but don't do it on my block. And what that represents is stigma, the notion that if you have a facility providing medical treatment with a medication, methadone, for a medical condition that we know benefits enormously by the treatment, the perception is that it's going to destroy the neighborhood, that these junkies going to a methadone clinic for their fix, that they're going to rape your children, and that they're going to sell dope to your grandmother. I mean, those, you know, as fanciful as it sounds, really the perception so many people have is that a methadone treatment facility in their community is going to be the end of the world. And the irony is there have been study after study after study that shows that's absolutely untrue. Furthermore, common sense tells you you're dealing with a population that hopefully will be, in general, helped and helped greatly, and that it will reduce all these social problems associated with addiction. You're certainly starting off with a group of people who today are breaking the law many times a day and committing all kinds of crime, personal crimes, community crimes, in order to feed their habit. Anybody who says, listen, better that they lay scattered around the streets, being a terrible, terrible problem for the community, than that you provide treatment for them in one place. So it's again, the stigma that leads communities to reject treatment for those who need it. That's one major effect. And the other effect is, and I'll break it into two more parts. One is the effect of stigma on patients who remain, who enter treatment and remain in treatment. And that stigma is leads to pressure on the part of family members, on the part of employers, if they know about the methadone treatment history, neighbors, community people, whatnot, the pressure to stop medical treatment. And the irony here is that the more effective the treatment is known to have been, in other words, person hasn't used any illicit drugs in 12 years, person has had a great job, steady advancement, stable family, and he's done all this with methadone, that's the type of person on whom the greatest pressure is exerted. So why don't you get off that stuff? And again, it is so irrational when applied to any other field of medical treatment. You're going to advocate discontinuing treatment because the treatment is effective, but this pressure is very real, and it results from the stigma associated with the treatment, and it causes a great many people to leave treatment when they would be better off staying in treatment. And it's absolutely tragic. And then there are real live consequences for those who do not choose to leave treatment, who try to resist the stigma against methadone treatment in general, because they face the stigma directed at them very, very personally. It goes from not, oh, methadone patients have all got that crutch and I don't want to have anything to do with them. It goes from that to the individual and says, oh, Mrs. Smith, so you're telling me you are an addict and that you have been receiving this drug, methadone, which I understand is addictive, and you've been on it for 8 years, and you're telling me you're afraid if you stop taking it, you may revert to illicit drug use, and you want me to give you a job? Mm-hmm. Are you nuts? And throw them out the door. That happens all the time.
Right.
Or family members.
Right. I'm sorry for interrupting, but look at all the people that take antidepressants. It's the same thing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the number one seller in America. And it does a lot of things physically to the body that could cause harm. You know, sleepiness and reflexes and so on. But again, it's accepted. But in this case, because what stigma in the field of addiction amounts to is a totally irrational, unjustified application to addiction and to addicts and to treatment of thinking that would be simply impossible, inconceivable in any other field of medicine. And I might just add one final note. To me, the most tragic aspect of stigma is that our patients, who after all, they're members of the community, like all the rest of us. The stigma, unfortunately, exists among many of the patients themselves, who I've been doing so great, I think it's time to get off. I want to be free of this medication. I want to stop having to come to a clinic. And again, in any other field of medicine, if you ask a diabetic, listen, would you like to stop sticking a needle into your belly a couple of times a day to inject that insulin? I say, Jesus, I'd give anything to be able to stop that. Sure. Or would you like to be able to stop going to that neurologist to have your seizures monitored? And so I say, oh, I'd give anything for that. But here, the patients not only would like, understandably, to stop treatment, to stop the rules that go along with it, to stop the stigma they face from others because of the treatment, and they unfortunately are driven to stop medication, which has been a lifesaver, and where stopping it could have terrible, terrible consequences. And we know that after treatment ends, whether it's methadone treatment, whether it's the most successful therapeutic community drug-free residential program, when treatment of opiate addiction ends, relapse is the rule and not the exception. And people just ignore that when they push patients to get off of treatment, when patients try to push themselves off of treatment, and it just shows how strong and how horribly adverse the consequences are of the stigma directed against methadone patients and against methadone providers.
That is so true. Thank you. You're listening to Stepping Out Radio. I'm Denise McIntyre, your host. We're doing a special part series on stigma, and we have with us a world-renowned doctor who you just heard is Dr. Robert G. Newman, who has spent literally his life, his career, in this field. If you want to get involved and you want to help stop the stigma, go to their website and donate, if you would, to the cause. And they're www.stopstigmanow.org. Thank you, Dr. Newman, and we will be back. Check us out for the next part of our series on Stopping Stigma Now.
If you'd like to get involved in this worthwhile cause and be part of the solution, go to their website at stopstigmanow.org. That's stopstigmanow.org.